Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you save on auto insurance for driving safe with USAA Safe Pilot, you'll feel like a big deal. Even in a traffic jam. Save up to 30% with USAA Safe Pilot. Restrictions apply.
Want to show off your patriotism and love for firearms? You need to check out Goat Guns. Our authentic die-cast miniature gun replicas are a great way to celebrate your rights while adding a unique and high-quality item to your collection. They are fun to build and make a great display addition to your office, man cave, or anywhere you want to show off your collection. Start your collection today at GoatGuns.com.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having this conversation? What the hell am I doing here?
Now it's the good stuff.
And welcome to episode 8 of Get to the Good Stuff with Jack Skipper. My guest this week is comedian, actress,
sure,
Brighton person.
Yes, Brighton local.
It's Kate McGann.
Thank you.
Nice to
have. Nice to be here.
Thank you.
Well, I was going to say nice to have you.
That makes no sense.
This is why we don't do
chit chat on the show, because it's that level of shit.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
That
for
being
having
said.
Me.
Let's cut the shit.
Yeah.
Let's get to the good stuff.
Yes.
What's the worst thing that's happened on holiday?
Okay, so I thought I was going to get kidnapped.
Good. We're in. This is good.
We're in.
Right.
We're in.
Where was you? This is like...
So I was in San Diego.
Right, that sounds kidnappy. I thought if he was in like Bognor, that'd be a weird place to be.
But we decided to... I mean, can you imagine being kidnapped in Bognor in Butlins? That would be the worst.
Yeah, it's not impressive.
No, it's not.
San Diego's impressive.
So we were in San Diego. I was traveling around America. I did 3 months road trip around America.
Yeah.
And with my three best friends, Charlotte, and Catherine, and me. And we were in San Diego, and we were like, we can either go to San Diego Zoo.
Yeah.
Because we were budgeting. Yeah. Or we can just pop to Mexico for dinner. So we did that. We went over the border and we thought we were going to get to the other side.
Ooh.
In Tijuana. Yeah. I mean, dangerous.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
We were 23 and very British and white. So white.
Yeah.
And we were just really naive and we walked across the border and we thought we were going to get to the other side and it's going to be like, welcome to Mexico. But obviously it wasn't. It was just another city. And then we were like, oh, we don't know where to go or what to do.
So is there like border control to get into?
No, to get into Mexico, it's like a bit of string.
Is it?
And you're just like, come in. Yeah, it's really easy.
Well, I thought it was like, is it that easy?
It's literally that easy. Like, there's a turnstile and you walk
through. I always
see
like in the films, they always check in for like drugs and stuff.
This way, coming back.
Oh, to go into Mexico.
Piece of piss.
Oh, right.
Yeah, really easy. Anyone can do it. But to come back the other way, we had to have our passports and they checked our bags and stuff like that.
So what happened to Mexico?
So we got in a taxi, and the guy, the lovely taxi driver, thought, well, we didn't know how to speak Spanish, and we were like, oh no, we failed already. So we jumped in a taxi, and we just said, like, downtown food, comidas, like trying to think of like GCSE Spanish. So he just went, oh yeah, yeah, drove us towards Tijuana, towards like the main strip. So we thought, okay, right, we're here. We go to get out and he locks the door.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I don't know if it was intentional, but we were like, oh, okay. He's like, no, 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 don't get out, don't get out. And he called his friend over and said, like something in Spanish. And he was like leant in the window and he was like eating and he was like looking at us and he was like, oh, and they were trying to speaking really, really quickly to each other. And we were all sitting there going, are we?
That is
gonna get
terrifying.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Little bit. So we thought we were gonna get like murdered, you know, classic holiday japes.
Murder than that.
Murdering and being sold on the drugs, black market for drugs. Yeah, you know, japes.
Standard.
So we
leave a bad review on TripAdvisor.
A terrible review, You'd have to leave it in your will, but you know.
Kidnapped for drugs and the food was shit.
So we went
three stars.
Yeah. We got in the taxi. We stayed in the taxi, and the guy was like talking to them, the taxi driver, and then he drove off, and we were all sitting in the taxi, like in silence. You could hear.
Would you not try and say like what's going on here?
No. We just went really, really, really quiet, and
was none of you like nudging each other, going what's?
No,
what's,
we couldn't. What's... Like literally, couldn't move. Like it was. So I remember my friend just like next to me, my friend Catherine was just like, she had like this beautiful necklace that belonged to her grandma. And she was just holding it like, please look after us, Nanny. Like, oh my God. So we're driving for like 10 more minutes. And we said to the taxi driver, like, I sort of like tapped on his shoulder and went, "Donde está a restaurant?"
Interrupt your kidnap.
Don't mind me.
I know you're busy with this whole kidnapping thing.
But where are we going to get kidnapped to? Is there a beach? So he drove up and he drove us down this little alleyway, which is always a good sign.
It's
always a good sign.
It's going well.
Yeah. And then a guy was standing at this doorway and there was like a bucket next to him and he was smoking a fag and he had no teeth and he sort of like looked and shrugged at us and we were like, James.
Why are you not kicking off at this point? Why are you going along? This already looks dodgy. Oh, good. Ali.
And then
this looks fine.
I mean, he said, like, he didn't say anything to us because he didn't speak like any English at all, understandably. But we were like, we gave him $20 and he was like, no, trying to explain it's too much. And we're like, where we're going, we don't need money. You take it. And then, so we went, followed this guy with no teeth down this little corridor.
They're so complex. Hey, they must be thinking, this is fucking easy.
This is really easy.
This
we should do this all the time.
This is like a dream, this kidnap.
We were quite trusting, but we just thought, you know, we're here now.
Yeah.
We are in Mexico.
What was it, food?
We asked for food and he was like, well, the taxi driver went, what, McDonald's? We're like, well, no, obviously not McDonald's. So we're trying to get like some nice local food. So anyway, we went down this little corridor and then it opened out to this most beautiful mariachi restaurant.
Oh, well, there you go.
And there was like a mariachi band in the corner, but there was no one in there because it was like 8 p.m. And then all these people started arriving about 11. And by this point, we were smashed. And they kept bringing over, like, margaritas and
this is a happy
shots.
Ending.
Yeah, it was. So we nearly, nice. Very nearly died.
That wasn't
died.
A kidnap at all.
It wasn't, no.
That was even the worst thing that's happened on holiday. Wasn't it?
That's the worst thing that's happened to me. That's yeah, like, bad. The fear.
The worst thing that's happened to me on holiday. Oh, this beautiful place with margaritas. Oh, was,
and mariachi bands.
That was horrific.
I was trying to think of something, and I was like, that was
pretty
bad.
To be fair, that was a happy ending, because I mean, if it did end in kidnap and being sold for drugs,
I wouldn't be here.
Technically supposed to be a comedy podcast. It's hard to...
Absolutely.
And my friend, we just never saw her again. So,
everyone's alive. Everyone's fine.
Is that the worst bit? Is nothing else happen on holiday?
No, I can't.
What sort of holidays you go on? Have you done like Malia?
No. I went to Gran Canaria with my best friend, Saffron. And we just went on like self-catering, had a nice time, and it happened to be Gay Pride.
cranking it. Because I used
so
to,
we got hammered.
You sang about me. I used to be one of them annoying club rep.
Oh no! What's standing out the front?
I was one of them. Come in, free shot.
Fishbowl.
Yeah. I was one of them. I hated it. I was rubbish at it as well.
Why were you rubbish at it?
Because I just.
Surely, it's not much skill in it.
It's harder than you think, to be honest. It's hard, like because you're all in competition as well. It's just like commission only. Couldn't get the sales patter down.
You know. Oh no. Yeah, so what was your commission then? For every cocktails you sell?
No, it was just for every person you got in.
Oh right.
And it was just you just had to do the whole sale. It's annoying because it's like the, you know, like when you hear like you get the telly sales, you can hear them dying inside.
Yeah.
Because you know they don't want to be doing it.
No.
It's a bit like that.
Good morning.
You're trying to be just like enthusiastic. Come in for a drink, even though you've had about 18 people to fuck off.
Yeah.
and you've still got to try to be really enthusiastic.
So how long did you do it for?
I did it for 3 months.
Really?
Tenerife.
That's quite a long time though.
It was. I was only
like every night.
I think I was 18 as well.
Oh wow.
So it really sort of opened my eyes that I come back like a NAM vet.
You weren't there, man.
Yeah, I was like that.
You weren't there when we were selling Jaeger bombs.
Yeah, I saw things that you shouldn't have had to see at that age. It was horrific. It was bad.
So now whenever you see blue cocktails, are you like,
yeah, I am. Yeah,
like really, getting flashbacks.
It really is, yeah. It was like you just literally spent 3 months drinking. And it was terrifying, really.
Oh no.
It was really, really terrifying.
I bet your liver was pickled by the end.
It was. I think it more or less ruined my 20s. Scarred for ages.
Yeah.
Like things are so, because I was young. I mean, I only just started drinking. And it was weird.
That's so. Yeah, no, I wouldn't. That wasn't ever me. I went to Ibiza when I was like 24, 25, 20, 24. And I was just, I'd been on a TV show just beforehand.
What TV show?
So I was on a dating show, Jack.
Oh, see, this is good. See, get to the good stuff. That's what I mean. We start with these questions, and now Luke's ears are pricked up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. What was the dating show?
I was on Take Me Out.
Hey! There we go.
I've started using it in material because it was like 11 years ago now.
Right.
So I was on that. And then because it was still on TV, when I went to Ibiza, I was walking down like the main
Was you
road.
In Ibiza with your date from
No,
date?
Oh, no,
so you didn't
no,
go
no.
on a date with anyone?
That was in Tenerife.
Oh, you went to
Fernando's
come
is
see
Tenerife.
Me. Come along. I'd have sold it to you.
Well, we were only there for 3 days.
So you went, yeah, actually, you, was on, you went on
yeah,
the
date? Yeah, went came, on a date.
Right, question. Did you keep your light on because you liked it, but you thought, get holiday out of this?
I need to get on holiday.
Yeah, I thought.
I need to get on holiday.
I thought that might be the case.
Well, it got to the point. So there's only 14 episodes in a series. Right. And it got to episode 12, and I was like, I still haven't got a date. And my friends played a drinking game when they were watching it, that every time my light got turned off, they had to down a drink, and they said, oh, we had to stop doing it because we're getting too drunk. Thanks, guys. Thanks. So that was fun. I was on it, and it got to the producers always come around, and they're like, we've got a character for you now, okay? We've got quite the... Yeah. You're going to like this one. Oh, leave your light on, you know. He's got a really good third round. And then he'd come down and be like, hello, my name's Brian. And
what
you're
was,
like,
what was his coming down the elevator?
Oh, I think it was something like AC/DC, or it was something quite like rocky.
I know, because this is a visual thing, but there's a podcast. But you know, they do that thing where it's like they come down and it's the walk over to that side.
Ladies! Hey.
And it's like they walk over to the
Ladies.
Other side.
Yeah, like, it's so good.
What I was just saying there about trying to be a club rep and trying to sell people things and you're dying inside. I reckon that walk from left to right.
It's the same thing.
I'll be thinking, what the fuck am I doing?
It's the same thing. Because it's like, it's you know, quite scary coming down the love lift.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you're opening up to like 30 slags in a row. Like, it's quite hard. It's quite hard.
I'm getting a flashback.
And then you've got to try and be like casual, but at the same time, not, oh, so you could just see them dying inside.
Kate, I got a question for you. Is there anything, does that lift go anywhere? Or is it just like a tube
Oh no!
And you just have to stand in the tube.
Yeah, it's just above the stage. It doesn't go anywhere. So they walk up.
Just up there. Just,
yeah, the just magic waiting.
The magic of TV.
Like a little food, yeah. Like a little food lift. Yeah, in like a restaurant.
It's basically, a lazy. What is it? What are they called? Dumb waiter. Yeah. But for people. So yeah, it would just be above, and then they'd come down the love lift, and then my guy. I'd got to the point where I was like, I need to go on holiday. I need to go to Tenerife because I am. I can't be this unlovable. Like, the world can't know this. And then he came down and he was a wizard. Right. A wizard?
Yeah.
What?
A wizard? And I thought...
What do you mean he was a wizard? You can't just say he was a... It's not a real thing.
He had, like, a robe on.
Right.
Sleeveless. Yeah. Sleeveless yeah. robe. And no shoes. And I'm a tall lady. I can't have a man with no shoes on.
I bet you were thinking, though, about the 13 other guys you turned down or whatever it was until that point, thinking, fuck, I've left with wizard.
Yeah, but I hadn't turned down anyone because you go through the rounds and then if you've left your light on...
Oh, sorry,
on,
yeah.
So the men go around and turn the light off. And one guy, and I'll name and shame him, his name was Chai, he touched my face and I was like, he's the one. Oh, my God. Yeah. He could be the one. And then went like that, bam, on the... I was like, oh, well, that's nice.
So how did you woo the wizard?
Woo the wizard. I've
never said that sentence before.
I have, many a time. My wizard sleeve. Stop it.
You are in a tone.
So, basically... they get to the stage where the boy chooses, and we turned round to watch the video because you have to sort of turn around, and I was right in the middle, so I sort of had to turn all the way around, and I kind of thought my light was already off. I didn't know that it was still on, but I was like, is it? But you can't actually see unless you lean over, right? So I just didn't realize it was on, and then the thing went da-na-na-na at the end of his little video. God, that noise is triggering.
Oh, yeah, it's a...
And then, basically, his Paddy was like, you got yourself a dude. I went,
me. You and another girl, isn't it? And then he's got to pick out the two of...
No, he didn't have the option because everyone... He had to take me out. Like, by default. You could see his face was like... Oh no, I've got the really tall blonde mental one.
You wish you had checked now. You left your life. I suppose you were thinking Tenerife.
I was thinking, I just wanted to go. Also, there was a guy from Brighton who had just got a date. So I was like, at least I get to go on a date with someone who's from Brighton. He's called Adam, lovely guy.
You fly out
with the girls and the boys fly separately. And then when you're in Tenerife, you get to like hang around with each other.
How much time did you have to spend with the wizard?
Just an afternoon. Awesome. But this can lead into the most drunk I've ever been.
Oh, this is perfect.
So my date was in the evening. So my date was at like 4:30. They said, make sure you're ready for 4:30 or 5 and we'll come and pick you up. So everyone else was off on their date. Some started really early in the morning. And, you know, when in Rome, you're going to...
Smash a wizard.
Drink loads of... And then I accidentally sort of drank a little bit too much by the pool in the day, as you do. And then I got ready for my date. And they took us to this beach and they had to put us in like these white... pajamas, I'll say. They're like pajamas, basically.
Why are you in pajamas?
Because we were doing like this Tai Chi thing on the beach, because all the dates were kind of linked to the men, like by some reason.
Wizards love Tai Chi.
And wizards, never stop with the Tai Chi. Like Gandalf's like that.
Have you got anything in Tenerife for a wizard?
But he did this crystal ball trick, and I was like, I love The Labyrinth. It's one of my favourite movies.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, I'll go on a date with him. And I was so, like, he's so tiny, and I was so tall, and he looked genuinely terrified when I was like when I came round from the thing and like went bum 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 towards him, and he was like, ah! Like, stop her. So yeah, we just got on. Like, I get on with anyone, so we had a really nice time. And then because I'd had a little bit to drink, and then we went for drinks after the Tai Chi. So I was even more sozzled. So if you watch it back, I'm a bit glassy eyed.
ITV.
Yeah. Smashed. And then they were a little bit tiddly. Yeah. And then they said, do you think you'll see Chris again? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I love stuff like that. It's probably the one. And then all my friends think that I like pulled, and I hadn't. I was just being really nice, and I didn't want him to watch it back and go, oh, she's a bitch. So I didn't want to be horrible about him. I had a nice time, but no, definitely no romantic feelings.
Nice. So what happens? Do you have to go back on the show then? Is that right? Or is that blind date?
You have to go. That's blind date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Once we were off.
Or you just like, nah.
And plus, there was only one more episode. So they did something called The Gossip, which was like an ITV2.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I never did that. I was in like the pilot of that.
Right.
Boring, but yeah.
Yeah. That is a good
but
story.
But there you go, that was my drunk story.
Did you go for like a phase of like applying for these dating shows? Or did you think, I fancy a bit of Take Me Out? Or was you like...
Well, you know, there comes a time in everybody's life. No, so we had a pact with my friends to get on TV by the end of the year on New Year's Eve of 2009, going into 2010. So we were like, yeah, let's all do it. And then all my friends, like my mates, Alan and Gary, went on Coach Trip.
Really?
Yeah. And my friend Ben went on Wipeout or something. Yeah.
So if you put your mind to it.
If you put your mind to it, you can go on the telly.
Because I'm a carpet fitter by trade.
Are you?
I was on TV.
Really?
Cowboy Builders.
Oh, no!
that sounds worse than it is. Because we was the one going in to rectify.
Oh, right. You weren't the Cowboys.
Yeah, but the bloke I worked with at the time, I don't think he sort of put two into it, because he thought, this is going to be good for business because we're on the telly.
Yeah.
Well, they put on his website, as seen on Cowboy Builders.
No.
That's not really...
That doesn't work at all.
Yeah, that's like being like, as seen on Crime Watch.
Yeah. You've got to clarify.
Yeah.
Be clear on what you were doing on there.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, I had seen on Crime Watch.
I don't think I've been on anything else on TV. I don't think. Is that the only time you've been on TV?
No. Oh, what God, else? It's all coming out now. I was on Come Dine With Me.
Oh, fuck it. You're like a serial
no, but
reality
I...
TV show.
I wish it was something better than...
As they're called.
Reality, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be allowed on Love Island, not with my Michelin stars, like tyres. I went on Come Dine With Me, but my friend was cooking. And you know when they do that really embarrassing thing when they're like, bring on my friend. My friend's gonna do some entertaining, and then really? It's really cringe.
Oh, sorry, but that is really cringe.
So cringe.
What was your entertaining with?
Oh God! So I used to do burlesque years ago, and then she was an amazing burlesque dancer, and then she sort of was doing a strip, but she wanted me to like MC the night, and it was in her lounge. Yeah, it was really.
That's a tough gig,
mate. Tough crowd.
You used to do the burlesque.
All four people loved it. I mean, I've done worse gigs, but jeez.
And how set up is that program? Is it genuinely they are sitting around having dinner?
Yeah. They are sitting like eating food. It's not like pretend.
No, because some things are a bit more set up than you think, though.
Yeah. Well, my nan actually said, she thought that the voiceover guy was there, like sitting in the corner doing like live voiceovers for it. And I was like, nanny, no. But yeah. I was on that. But apart from that, I haven't been on anything.
All right. Well, what else have you applied for?
Oh, God.
That's what I'm saying.
So I applied for ages ago. Thank God I wasn't on it. Married at First Sight. What is wrong with me? Yeah. I don't know.
That's mental, that, bro. That
I
is,
know.
Like, my wife watches that and I can't... What is going on? This is...
But the Australian one's really good.
Yeah, my wife's Australian. That's what it is. The Australian one you watch.
The Australian one's amazing. The English one, they've tried to make it a bit more like the Australian one. But Yeah, the Australian one's amazing. And I don't watch Love Island or anything. Like, I'm not into...
Don't try and...
Hey. Hey, pump the brakes.
Don't try and rip... I applied for... But I won't watch Love Island.
Oh, yeah. No, I just don't... Yeah, I mean, I tried to watch it because... the recent episode, like, series. But I don't know. It's not my cup of tea. I know. But then my partner was like, yeah, but you watch that other shit. And I was like, I know, but that's different because it's Australian.
You've got standards.
I have got standards.
Right. Here we go. Next cutting question. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Apart from being on Take Me Out.
Yeah, you've set the bar now.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this the other day. And you know when you're about to fall asleep and then you go...
That's the classic, yeah.
Oh, God, I'm a terrible person. Yeah. So years ago, I used to work at a post-production company in Soho. And I really fancied a guy who worked there. And one day I told him, and I was very brave, and I said, you know, I quite liked him. And it literally looked like I'd shat in my hands and clapped. His face was a picture. He was like, oh, God. So that was good. And then he, I really liked him before I told him I fancied him. My friend works with bands and stuff, and she was working with a band, and normally she could get me tickets and stuff. So I sort of boasted to him, and I was like, yeah, we can go and see this band if you like. You know, when you're trying to impress someone. And then my friend was like, oh, I'm really sorry, the guest is full. And I was like, rather than just saying to this guy, we can't go, I bought tickets on Viagogo. You know that really terrible ticket site? No, I don't know. Basically, it's a ticket would cost 20 quid and now it's 80.
Oh, okay.
Right. So huge amount of money. And then I bought these tickets. And then a new person had started on reception. And she was basically the female version of him. Tattoos, very cool. One of those nose piercings, you know, a cool chick. Yeah. Don't say chick. And then she, so obviously something was going to happen between them because they looked the same. And I told her, you know, you tell someone when you're trying to bond with them in confidence. And she told him that I'd done that and bought these tickets. And I was like, oh, God, my insides hurt. And I was like, if somebody told me something in confidence, and then it'd be like, oh my God, do you want to hear something really embarrassing? And then I would just hold on to that information because I wouldn't dream of making someone feel that shit. Yeah. And yeah, and then obviously he said he couldn't come. And I just spent 50 quid on these tickets. And yeah, my friend was like, why didn't you just not get them? And I was like, I don't know, because I wanted
really
to hang. Yeah, I wanted to hang out with him. And then,
the
thought of it is so embarrassing.
He found out the embarrassing thing, she's paid for him. Then decides not to go.
And then not go,
better off without him, Kate. Don't worry
about
that.
I'm better off without him, yeah.
It's horrible though, isn't it?
Makes me cringe. Wanted to impress him and it was bad.
That's a good embarrassing one. I find that because that is the one where it makes you sick.
But now, the good thing about this, because it's cathartic. Now I won't do that again. I won't think about that.
Because I think that
you get it out and then you don't think about it anymore.
They are the sort of, maybe you try and do like that, where you try and do something and it just...
I have got another embarrassing story, which involves my mother, which is quite funny.
Go on.
So we went to, she took us to America a few years ago. A few years ago, 30 years ago. And...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going.
Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
We went on a ranch, like one of them horse trails, right? And she was sort of sitting on her, the saddle. You know, there's like big American saddles. And she was like really getting into it.
Your mum was?
My mum, yeah. And I was only little. I was only like six. So I was sort of, my feet didn't go in the stirrup. So I was behind her and like hanging on for dear life. And she was in ahead of me and she got really into it. She'd had like a hand down here and then was like chewing tobacco and voting for Trump. And, you know, like really got into it. And when she went to get off the horse, she... In England, you just sort of like take your feet out the stirrups, hoik your leg over and slide down. Lovely. Done. But in America, it's slightly different because they've got these pommels on the front of their saddles. So we looked over and Mum had hung herself from the bottom of her bra on top of this horse and was dangling from the top of a horse. And it took three cowboys to like unhook her. And they were like, we don't take you for a hooker. And then sort of like take her off. And then she sort of came walking towards us and she was bright red and she had like her bra wire was like hanging out.
Trying to play
it cool. She just like,
just hanging off a horse by the tits. It's not a good look.
The horse was just like, what are you doing? Like, this English woman, like, oh! Like shimmying next to a horse.
Because that's the thing, that's someone else's embarrassment, I mean, because I do feel that pain when someone else has done something. There's a bloke in Wetherspoons, my brother was in as well, and there's like, you have to walk up about sort of six stairs to get to the next bit. And bloke got his own 2 pints. Top step. Bang,
no. Oh God! But it's so enjoyable.
Everyone saw it, and then he had to go and buy 2 more pints.
And then like, everyone was watching him.
Walk back. God. So, oh, that's just horrible, isn't it?
I love that stuff though. Oh. It just fills me with joy.
Because it's like, not you.
It's because it's not you. Yeah. Like I saw. There was an old, like not old lady, but an older person, lady crossing the road, and it was raining, and she put her foot on a plastic bag and didn't see it, and then basically did a really slow split. And you know when you're like, it's not funny, 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 it's not funny. And then I just was trying not to laugh, and then I was like, oh, well, I'll go and... And like loads of people ran over to help her, and she was fine. And she got, but it was just the fact that she was like,
The worst sort of fall over is when you trip, and you try and keep up. But you do about a good 10 yards trying to keep yourself up. That's a bad.
That's so. And there's always people watching as well.
It was in Brighton once. I was doing a gig, and I was watching, from like the green room, but I could see outside. And my cousin was turning up. And but anyway, they told me to go in. There was 2 of my cousins and my friend. And it's just, I just saw this guy. At the moment I looked out the window, I just saw this girl go bang and fall over.
Oh, no.
My cousin said, I thought it was a good line. He went to her, what's happened? She goes, I was running for my food. My cousin went, what was it, fast food?
Oh, stop it.
That's a good line. That is a good line.
You can use it.
But it's this, I think the falling over sound as well.
It's just
a loud bit.
Yeah.
You're falling off stage.
I haven't, no, touch wood. Yeah.
There's always that one with the risk of falling off stage.
Yeah, no, I have. Oh, when I used to do burlesque, terribly, by the way, back in the day, we did a show at the Concord in Brighton, which is like an amazing venue and amazing live music venue. And we did this like chair dance, and the only chairs they had the slats in them and heels. And slats are not good, not a good combination. So we had to stand on it and do this like, sexy lady dance. And then all of our heels got stuck in them. And then we couldn't get off. And then we had to, oh God. And it was so, and the stage to the, you know, to the floor is quite a big drop. Yeah. Like it's quite a high stage. And there was all of us going, I'm trying to be sexy. And then we just had to sort of prize ourselves out of it. It was awful.
Because I think the worst embarrassment, but you're trying to be serious. I'm trying to be so serious. And
then it's
like a family party once. And it was like a patio. You know, like a patio that goes, and you have to step down into the garden.
Yeah.
It's like steps. So it's like a little wall, and then like the guard, and there was this bloke. There was kids playing football, and he went to jump over the wall, fucking stacked it, and fell into the garden. But he stayed down there playing with the kids for a good 2 hours because he couldn't face coming back
in. Upstairs. He's like, so mortified.
Because you can't. It's the ooh.
Yeah.
You know. I think it's embarrassing thing to happen. The belly flop.
Yes.
You know, when you belly flop and then you've got to pretend that...
I meant to do that. Yeah. Like, that's how I get into the swimming pool.
Absolutely fine. God,
and then it's like red raw.
I did that thing. I actually did it out here the other day. I smashed my head on that thing.
Oh,
and
no.
Bang. And everyone goes, oh. And everyone keeps going, you're right. And you could go, yeah, I'm fine.
And it's like bleeding out. Oh, God. You're like losing consciousness. Yeah,
why
I'm
not
fine.
Just say that? No, it really fucking hurt. Actually. Yeah. Like, you have to go, no, it's absolutely fine. Like concussion.
If I ever had to shave my head, if I ever decided to be a Sinead O'Connor impersonator, it would be a car crash because I've got the worst bumpy head ever. Like, it's just, I think I must have been dropped as a baby because I'm just like, yeah, I've got a lot of bumps, a lot of dents.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
What, like top 10 or?
Oh, we'll start with the worst.
The worst date I've ever been on. Well, I used to do like a rundown of like the worst dates, but
Did we do top three then?
Top three. Okay, a guy said to me, he went to the loo and he was ages, and I thought I'd been like, he'd walked out. It got to the, you know, when you're sitting there and I was like, yeah, I'll see you in a minute. And you sort of get your phone out and then you're like, oh, I can't, he's been ages. And then when eventually he came back, he sat down and went, I don't remember eating sweet corn.
Oh.
And just, it was so graphic that I didn't really know what to do.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go, who's this guy?
Oh, hey there, Mr. Yeah. Healthy Bowel Movement.
James Bond.
It's just awful. And then...
what did you...
I know.
What did you... Oh, see, that's him. So what we were talking about before, the stuff that keeps you up at night embarrassing, he probably thought, I'm going to go back and say this. I think it's quite funny. He said it, I thought.
No. He probably still gets triggered by it. He obviously thought it was funny at the time, but no.
Like a lad.
Yeah, a bit of a lad. Oh, I had one guy who kept talking about cars. Like, continue all he talked about. And every subject I tried to, like, move on to and try and talk about other things, he just went back to cars. And then eventually he asked if I had a car. And he said, oh, how big's the engine? And I went, about that big. Well, it fits in the flappy bit. And he was, like, incensed by what I'd said. But I went on a date in Australia and the guy was such a... I mean, I lived there, but yeah. Tinder out there is like the Wild West. It is next level country. Like, honestly, like it, yeah. So this guy, he was just, everything about him made me angry. He was just so arrogant and horrible. Sure. Like, he liked to talk about how much money he had, which is always super sexy. And he talked about like how many drugs he used to take. And, he, you know, and I was like, yeah, this isn't really doing it for me. But thanks anyway. And then he kept going out for cigarettes. And I was like, I don't smoke. So this is really enjoyable for me, thank you. And so he kept going outside for cigarettes, and then I was just like sat there, and the waitress kept coming over going, are you okay? Should we call a taxi? And I was like, no, it's fine. I'm going to see this out, see if I get a free meal. So he bought food, picked at it, then said, looked me up and down and was like, yeah, obviously you enjoy your food. And I was like, thank you. I do enjoy my food, actually. Yeah. And he was just really horrible. And then he left halfway through the date and he didn't even like eat anything. And he threw money at me like a common whore. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
He threw money down at me. And
that does make you think, though, like, has that ever worked for him before? Like, what?
Well, I think because I wasn't like a stick thin kind of, you know, gorgeous Love Island lady. He was probably a bit annoyed. So that was one of my top. And then another one, a guy I dated wet the bed. So that was really sexy.
Isn't shit bed?
Yeah, well, it's better than shitting the bed. I mean, that would have been a yeah. But I've just been on because I've had a really bad. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't take me out. But like, I've just had a really bad history of dating people.
You know, I bypassed the whole. I've never done Tinder. Nothing like that. I've been with my
you're lucky.
With my wife, like long enough, so I didn't do any of the apps.
So you were in the MySpace age.
I don't think I just never really. I was like more on. An analog kind of date.
Yeah. Or Telegram.
Yeah. Did you meet her on Teletext? Yeah.
Can you send me a nude? It comes out on a fax.
Like pigeon.
Yeah. Carry a pigeon dick pic. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Roll it up. Give it back.
That's the thing. I think people have more and more stories now because it's like, it's fast, isn't it?
It's so date, fast.
Date. But the thing is, do you ever get it? Because I think this, where, because it's, blind date was a sort of like a novelty, wasn't it? Because it used to be a thing, oh, we've hook you up with this person.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, that's a standard now, isn't it? You go in cold.
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it? Because used to be dating, you'd meet someone on a night out, and then you'd say, should we go for a...
Yeah.
You
meet them in real life.
Yeah, you had that sort of... Or someone would say, I've got a friend.
Yeah.
You two. Oh, now it's just, it's hardcore.
So how did you meet your wife?
We worked in a bar together in Australia.
In Australia?
Yeah, I just kept going out for fags and then just threw money at her.
It does work sometimes. It does work. that was you!
But do you have, what happens, right? I wonder on these dates that you kids go on, right? What? No,
anymore, mind you.
I'm just saying, like, when you get there, Do you ever have a thing where you both look at each other and go,
nope, yeah.
And you just say, should we not bother with this? Because it's like, this is a
Well, because, I mean, it's so funny, isn't it? Because you like you said, it's so fast now. So you get into this, you know, thing of being like, no, like, you know, it's so instant. And then you can connect with someone and say, what are you doing tonight? And then you go for it. And then you've got a date. And it's just such a weird concept. Like, imagine going into a bar and being like, no, I don't like you.
I think it must be getting to that point now where it's so sort of like, you just get used to the sort of rejection.
So
I compare it to, right? Look, you might get it as well. You know when you turn up at a gig, like an open mic gig, and then no one's turned up. And you just want to sort of say, should we just not bother with it?
Should we just go to the pub? Yeah, or like, let's just get drunk?
Yeah, or just that sort of, it must be a bit like that sometimes. We say, put your cards on the table and say, this ain't going to work. We both know.
I mean, yeah, I've gone on a date before and the guy has turned up and immediately, like, he's given me the ick. Like, he's just made me feel really, like, uncomfortable. Like, maybe I'm old-fashioned. Call me old-fashioned. But whenever someone comes to the table, you stand up and say, hi, nice to see you. Don't you?
I think I do.
Like, you're like, oh, God, do I do? Do it from now on. Yeah.
But no, I do.
It's just that thing. But even when I'm, like, if I'm there first and I'm, like, meeting my friends for lunch, like, I'll jump up and go, hi, nice to see you. Because it's just, and this guy was just sat there like, hi. And I was like, this isn't going to work, is it? Because you're
the whole thing
a dick.
Is like, I think from talking to friends, not anymore, a bit older now, a bit wiser, but back in the day.
Older and wiser.
Like, yeah, there was all like, you know, big blokes used to read The Game.
And yeah, and like
stuff.
Negging.
Yeah, and all this stuff. And all this, like, I remember, I'd never read it myself.
Yeah.
And then just blokes telling you, do this, and you go, oh, fuck it. It's just like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I think when you get older, you start to realise a bit more who you are.
Yeah.
And you can just be yourself. You can be yourself a bit more.
Talk about your bowel movements. Yeah, no. Don't do that, kids.
As a young person, it's definitely overwhelming, I think.
Yeah, and I think, you know, because of social media and stuff, like, everyone's... kind of, it is like comparison all the time, and it is this kind of instant connection and like, oh, I fancy you, and like you know, and it's but I mean, I met my partner in real life and
that's
was nice. Lovely. And we're like, how refreshing.
It's
like,
nice, isn't it?
We actually met each other and connected and went, let's.
Yeah. Would you care to dance?
Would you care to dance? M'lady.
How it should be.
Yeah. I doff my cap. Yeah, that's how it works. I mean, he is old, but not that old.
I do think, like, when you watch, like, I think I've said this on a podcast before, but you know when you watch like Love Island, like kids, young people are so old today. Like,
oh my God.
Like, yeah, it'll be like a bloke on Love Island. He's like, yeah, but I'm 21.
And
I'm like,
yeah.
Fucking hell, he can beat the shit out
You're
of me.
20,
like,
how?
Massive, this geezer, you know what I mean?
I mean, there's a girl on there at the moment who's like 19. And she's like, oh, yeah, I do this. And she's got, like, a career.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have a career at 19.
Yeah. Yeah, Jane.
Like, I worked in a shoe shop. Oh. I mean, it was a great shoe shop, admittedly. But they are, I feel like, with social media, they're just so much older now. And they're so more, like, what you know, it's constantly.
She says, like, we should get, you know, like we're old enough now where you can laugh at old photos when you were 18. And she's like, she didn't know how to do her makeup and stuff like that. But now they're like...
They're on it. Like, you've got 13-year-olds like with a full face of makeup. And when I was 13, I was a knobhead. Like, and I mean, rightly
you
so.
Yeah, you've got to have that knobhead phase, isn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I was wearing a shell suit until a lot older than I should have been. You've got to, you know.
Stay as young for as long as you can.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm really relieved because I'm 36 and I'm really relieved that I grew up in a time before social media.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get Facebook until I was like my mid-20s.
Yeah.
Great. Like, and now it's just constant. I mean, you're on the TikToks.
I am.
The ticking.
I'm not much of a consumer of it.
Though. Right. So you're just look at yourself.
Yeah.
And go, he's brilliant. Yeah. One follower, one subscriber.
Like.
Jack Skipper, what a legend.
I mean, you have heard of him. He's bloody good.
It's so funny because you know you do your mum.
Yeah.
Zone. Like, sometimes I do that. I'm like, zone.
I do. Sometimes there are, you know, like, there's like, I'm not the hack. Catchphrase wig guy already, Joey. Joey, a serious comedian. I'll say it to my missus, like, I really want to make it as a serious comedian. Anyway, and then pop let me on just... my wig.
Sound.
People like it.
It's
people
so like, good, though. People like it. It's so, because it's relatable.
But
it's
do you know what? It is something that I'm going to work on, because I've been off the booze again for a little while now. Try and do that.
Me too. How's it going?
Well, this is like my, I had like, I'm not going to call it a relapse. But I had 6 months no drinking.
Yeah.
Went back for a little while. And then I've just sort of decided, I don't know if this is for me again. So I'm back off that. But me, I've always got like vices. So like, it's like a thing. When you have got, you know, when you have got videos blowing up and they get millions of views and all that, you can't help. It does give you a nice feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so that's your new addiction.
Yeah, it's your new thing. You go,
oh, right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
But okay. I want to get off my phone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I've always got to need advice. Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing. And like, I mean, I'm on TikTok. I've probably got like 3 videos and they're not very good. And like that thing of, you know, constantly having your phone attached to your hand. Like I just don't. Like I don't really. I mean, I've recently started Candy Crush again, kids. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm enjoying it. But it's just like one of those really shit games.
Okay.
But no, I try not to go on my phone too much. But yeah, like there is that sort of like serotonin. Like,
it is. It is definitely that thing.
I've got a million likes.
I might get 2 phones.
That's how it makes it. Like a burner phone.
Yeah, and then just when I need to.
So you look like a drug dealer.
Yeah, well.
Great, do that. 100%.
Be addicted to drugs. Rather than myself.
Yeah. Just looking at pictures of you going, oh, he's brilliant. So how many, so you don't consume it, you don't watch TikTok yourself?
Because the reason being was when, it was all an accident blowing up, that was like an accident, but then when it started to happen, I started to get a bit, say, hooked at it. How can I make another viral video? And then I'd do a thing where if you're consuming it, sometimes you'll like subconsciously start copying people. Or not copying people, but you'll be like, oh, maybe I should be doing that thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes if, like, say you do a video that you want to do that you find funny and it don't do well, you think, oh, well. If you do a video that you don't personally like,
yeah,
that you're trying to do just to get, like, and it doesn't do well,
Oh, and it's like words. I can't believe I just
I've just sold
hoard myself out.
Exactly.
For content.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I ain't doing that was a while ago now.
Yeah. But, what was your first one that was really successful?
I did like the football fan.
Whose podcast is this? Sorry. Sorry.
Get to the good stuff. It's just Jack Skipper. Turn this camera off. We'll just put just the camera on Jack.
Haven't stopped her. I've been waiting for a guest like this. No, my turn. Me.
I'm sorry. But let's not talk about my embarrassing stories anymore.
I don't even answer that one. So no. Let's get back on track. See, I told you, this is what I've got to put my phone away, see?
Yeah, there you go. My friend's on TikTok and he does these brilliant videos. He's a makeup artist and he's just started making clothes. He does like the doot suits.
I think
his name's
about
Silver Rock. He's my mate Gary. He's brilliant.
Does he do like the Freddie Mercury?
He does like little doots on his face, and he has like big furred coats and fur jackets and stuff. And yeah, I've known him for years. So I live with his twin brother.
Because the only TikToks I do, when I do look at it, the ones I do like, they're all just like sketches from like sitcoms in the 90s.
Oh, really?
That's all I'll like from it. Do you know what I mean? So I could just watch that anywhere else, do you know what I mean? There's no point.
The algorithm's just like Home Improvement, Saved by the Bell.
But I think we've got time for one more.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's the most expensive thing you've stolen?
So I'm a bit of a goody two shoes. Like, I've only stolen like an ear cuff from Claire's Accessories when I was like 10. I know. How I didn't get arrested is beyond me. But we accidentally stole a car.
Fuck. You're up in the world.
Yes, I'm such a goody two shoes. You know, it was an electric car.
No.
He stole a car.
You know how...
A shipment of cocaine to Mexico. Yeah. Accidentally.
By accident. So basically, when we went travelling, my friends and I went travelling to America, we hired a car in San Francisco, and then we were going to drive across America down through the deep south and up the other side to New York, right? Massive, epic trip. It was brilliant. And the guy, Elvis was his name, not the Elvis, I hasten to add. We thought we could book it for the whole 3 months, right? No problem. But he didn't tell us when we were signing the contract, because no one actually reads any of the terms and conditions, that it was only for 6 weeks. So we were wanted in several states. And we'd stolen a car. Hey. Yeah, by accident. Like, we were just driving it. And then it was only that we were driving. We were like in Mississippi. And then we got a stone in that like split the windscreen. And we were like, oh, well, we're just going to have to take it to the nearest place. And the nearest place we went into. And then we were stuck there for hours because they were like, oh, we have to tell the police that you're legit. And then there's four of us. We're like, hi.
I love that. Weird criminal activity has gone on this one holiday.
Yeah.
Kidnapping.
I mean, I mean, we met some cowboys in Texas. And my favorite thing that cowboy ever said to me was, y'all look normal, but you talk crazy. And we were like, oh, stop it. Take your top off. Very handsome men. We had quite a few experiences. I mean, we going into New Orleans, we met all these Marines, and they were, how should I describe them? A thick as shit. Yeah. And they were massive. And then we were like, can you do something? Can you say, what's the most dangerous animal in the world? This one. And they kept going, this one, this one. And we're like, no, it's a it's meant to, yeah. We're trying to explain the joke. Yeah. And then they were going, Tony Blair. No, they were saying David Blair. And we're like, Tony Blair. And they're like, oh yeah, David Blair. And then we were like, your government gives you guns. Like, that's scary. Like, yeah. So we had loads of stories, and yeah, we actually
one holiday to America.
Holiday.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, we did 12 states in 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool. And we want to do it again because we had like the 10-year anniversary of it a couple of years ago, and we were like, yeah, let's do it again. But like, you know, my friend Charlotte, is living in like the north, and she's like Newcastle, and Catherine's like married, and like Charlotte's got a puppy now, and you know, and I'm still here.
Would you like to gig in America?
Yeah, I did a gig in Chicago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like a couple of just before the pandemic.
How was it?
When there was like a bit of hand sanitizer, and we were like, gonna be fine. It was amazing. Yeah. I felt like I had to speak quite slowly.
I always think that about like you got to mind your references, isn't you? You got very British references. You got to be careful.
I talk about pot noodles in one of my jokes, and I changed it to cup of noodle.
Did it work?
Yeah, sort of.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't work over here, so it should. Why would it work? Why would it work over there? But yeah, no, it was really good. It was just like a, you know, it was a 10-minute spot, and it was great.
Americans generally, they're friendly, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are the crowd's a bit more?
They're more vocal, and I feel like they're more encouraging. Whereas English is like, go on then, dickhead.
Yeah.
Make me laugh. Whereas Americans are like, you can do it.
Have you ever done it, Luke, in a different country?
No. I'm actually going to America in September, but I'm going to try and get in some gigs there.
Where are you going?
New York.
Gorgeous. Ooh, there must be loads of good gigs there.
Comedy set.
I hope so, yeah. Yeah. If I knew anyone there.
Yeah. Just turn up and be like, excuse me, I'm actually very famous in England.
Get Jerry Seinfeld off the stage. Let me show you my type 5.
I mean, you've got the thing, it's like, oh my God, he's English.
Oh, Well, it's quite funny because when we did this tour, this big trip, we started on the West Coast, and your accent's really, really boring all the way down the West Coast. Boring, boring, boring. We've heard it.
Yeah.
And then you get slightly inland, and then you go to like Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, and they're like, what is this? Do y'all know the Queen? And we're like, yes, Lizzie. Yes, we know her.
See, I'd love that.
She's fantastic.
Because we're all gathered now. I'm a massive attention seeker.
Yeah, you should go to America.
I'd love it.
Go to Texas. Do you know what? Austin in Texas is one of the coolest places I've ever been to.
I think I'd love to do cool. Like proper cowboy territory.
Oh yeah, go to Bandera. It's the cowboy capital. They filmed The Simple Life there. You know, with
another reality.
Yeah,
show,
not that I watched it or anything.
No, I might do that. Right. So what's we can wrap it up, 7 o'clock.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. It's been a good one.
That's so much fun.
Follow Kate. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is at Meganarang, which is, have you seen Hook? The film Hook?
Bangarang. Yeah, I have. Yeah,
Bangarang, Peter. Yeah. I'm a nerd, sorry. I'm not on Twitter because it's the stuff of the devil. And Facebook. Yeah, and I'm in Edinburgh for the whole of the month, not doing a show, I'm just doing spots. Give me spots, please. Please, can I have spots?
There you go.
That's
a good plug, wasn't it? Thanks, Luke, first time producer.
Thank you for having me.
Smashed it.
So, yeah, thanks very much. If you're enjoying the podcast, give it 5 stars, give it a share. It all helps. I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks.
We're going to go now.
Bye.
I love you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.